You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. One of the hardest parts about life during a pandemic is having to say goodbye from a phone screen. One local family's loss was particularly difficult when the coronavirus spread through a nursing home. It left one family member with a chronic lung condition on a ventilator, and no one by her side. IPR's Taylor Wisner brings us their story.
In April last year, Julia Chambers was sitting in her lakeside home in Wahala, near Ledington, talking on the phone with her niece. Her niece was 4 hours south, outside a Detroit-area nursing home, where Julia's sister, Joni, was living. They were desperate to find out if Joni was okay. COVID cases had just been detected at the facility.
It was outside, you know, through the window, and they both were crying, and she sent me a picture of her. And then, living right by your phone the rest of the time.
That was the moment Julia knew her sister probably wouldn't survive the disease. At the time, Joni was an upbeat 66-year-old woman with special needs. She always had dirty glasses, loved wearing gold jewelry, and bright red clothing. At the nursing home, you'd find her chatting up neighbors and playing her favorite card games.
She just, you know, she would have a smile on her face most of the time. You could just tell that she was a sweet person.
Joni had been experiencing some dementia, and her COPD worsened. That's a chronic inflammatory lung disease. She's always needed a little help. Growing up, Joni spoke quickly with a nasally voice, so Julia would step in.
People had a hard time understanding her, so I was her interpreter, and we hung out a lot.
As kids, they were connected at the hip, and as they got older, they stayed close. In high school and later on, the sisters would go out dancing together. 6 years ago, Joni had a close call when her COPD got really bad. Doctors put her on a ventilator and told the family to say their goodbyes. Joni pulled through, in part because of her strong Catholic faith, Julia says.
Yeah, the doctor said it was a miracle. I mean, they were surprised.
But in April last year, as COVID was running rampant through nursing homes across the country, affecting the most vulnerable, Joni fell victim to the virus. Within a few days of the diagnosis, she was on a ventilator. But this time, there was little hope of her recovery. Julia says it was harder to lose her sister this way.
When she was really bad before, we were right there with her the whole time.
Still, she says if Joni had lived, it would have been agonizing for her to get through the isolation in these last few months.
It would be bad if she did survive, not being able to be around people. And her family is very important to her grandkids.
Catherine Christian, a chaplain at Munson Medical Center, says grieving is harder with COVID.
Often there was a ventilator involved, and there was a certain distance required with masking and gown and gloves.
Christian says she works with families to let go of feelings of guilt and helplessness and leave with the love they have. Many months after Joni's passing, Julia is still trying to get past her last images of her sister on the ventilator. She focuses on the good life Joni lived, her close friends, the love she has for her children and grandchildren. But most of all, she'll remember this.
Her laugh, yeah, and her smile.
We've all lost so much in these past 11 months, but the memories Joni's friends and family have of her will not be forgotten. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.